You. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper, and had said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that the disciple would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die. Just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours?" It is the disciple who testifies to these things, has written them. We know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did. These will be described individually. Do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. I love St. Peter. He's always getting into trouble. He's kind of a busybody, right? Kind of like all of us, where sometimes we're focused on other people instead of worried about ourselves. And Jesus just tells them, "You worry about following me," and how human we are to compare our lives to other people, to expect things, and sometimes we could even act a little bit entitled. And yet our Lord, time and time again, I think he's smiling down upon us. I know he is, actually. And he's so very patient. And he's looking at every single one of us today and say, "You're blessed abundantly. Don't forget that." In those moments where life is difficult, it's very easy for us to forget those blessings and to compare ourselves to other people and what they have and what we think we should have. And Jesus is saying, "What concern is that of yours? Just follow me. Trust me. Know that his plan is far greater than anything that we could imagine for ourselves." So, my dear friends, from the beginning of time, there was always a little bit of tension. I laugh at this gospel because when we go to priest meetings, I'm like, "Yeah, nothing's changed much," right? Or maybe teacher meetings or whatever field you have. Sometimes you get, I'm now the sandwich generation, the priest, right? So when I tell guys, they ask, "Who ordained you?" And I say, "Cardinal Mahoney," they look at me like I was born in 1850, right? The younger guys. So in other words, your life has meaning and value. Focus on your mission, and together we'll build up the kingdom of God together. Amen. So where in your life have you been overly critical of somebody? Where have you gossiped about them or talked about them or judged them? And let's pray for that person or people right now.